Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week our guest is Christina Woodson, the president of Lawton Business Women. The local group will be presenting its largest fundraiser tonight, the 59th annual Fashion Show and Dinner. Christina, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me briefly about Lawton Business Women and what the group does, and about the big event you have coming up tonight with the annual style show.
Well, you're right. We have the big event, which is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and it is our 59th annual dinner and style show. So 59 years, that's been going on quite a while now. And the thing that's cool about that is everything that we do in Lawton Business Women is to raise funds to support scholarships and mentorships to women that are attending Cameron University or Great Plains Technology. And the ladies that are eligible are ladies that graduate from our community, from our area high schools. So as we like to say, we are definitely Lawton proud, and what we raise here stays here. So all donation dollars remain local.
How does the style show work? For those who have not attended before, walk me through it a little bit as to what will happen and how everything goes with this event.
Okay. Well, we actually, it's kind of a mixture of things. We will begin the evening at 5:30. The doors will open for early bird shopping. We have over 40 vendors. People can come in and do some Christmas shopping or just fun shopping. The early bird starts at 5:30 and goes till 6, and those that come for the early bird shopping can take part in a vendor scavenger hunt and are eligible to win a big grand prize from Tipton's Fine Jewelry. So we're excited about that. Then regular shopping begins at 6 and goes until 7. This year, something that we've done a little bit different is we have male models. We wanted to expand our footprint a little bit in Lawton. And so we, with the addition of the male models and moving it from a Saturday lunch, which it used to be, to a Friday evening, we wanted it that it could be like a date night as well. So we will have the early bird shopping from 6 to 7, and there will be a cash bar available. And then at 7, since it's Veterans Day weekend, we are going to open up with a color guard presentation of colors. MacArthur ROTC will be doing that. Then dinner will be served, and we will begin our show. And like I said earlier, we are adding some male models this year. We are adding 5 men that are well known throughout the community and that were quite the champs for agreeing when we asked them to model. So, and then we will do the show and end the evening, and people can continue shopping, but we do have about 40 or 45 prizes that will be given away throughout the night. And so it's just going to be a fun night and a fun event for everyone.
Now, were the vendors who are attending strictly local vendors, or will some of the chain stores found in town also set up?
It's a nice blend of all of the above. We have local independents. We have some that are chain stores. Dillard's will be there. They have been one of our longest running vendor booths. They will be there. We have people that don't have a brick and mortar, but, you know, will go to different shows and have a booth there. So we have all kinds of stuff. We have home-based businesses. We have, you know, regular businesses. We have all kinds of things. So
in addition to fundraising for Lawton Business Women, it's also an interesting way to see the different types of clothing vendors that are available here in Lawton.
Yes, yes. The community has really been great and pitched in and joined with the cause. Like I said, our motto is women helping women, and that's what we're doing. We like to provide those scholarships, and something that's kind of cool is we give away over $10,000 a year, and that's a pretty awesome number, and every year we hope to give away more.
If someone has not yet purchased tickets to attend the show, what can they do to get those tickets? Especially with what we talked about when we set up the interview, that tickets are almost gone.
Yes, they are. This year has gone. I mean, our ladies have just done such a great job getting out there and spreading the word. So yes, we are almost sold out. We have maybe just a handful of tickets left. But if they are interested, and they can go online to www.lawtonbusinesswomen.com, and there will be a link on there that they can purchase tickets. But if we are sold out, it will also tell them that as well. And if you're just interested and want to know more information about Lawton Business Women, our website is newly redesigned and relaunched, so they can find out a lot about us there too.
And if not sold out, tickets will be available at the door, correct?
Yes, they are available at the door, and they are $35, and that will be the same price with maybe just a convenience fee if they purchase online.
Well, what's next for Lawton Business Women after you get through all the hustle of this giant fundraiser that you do every year? What's next on the agenda coming down the rest of the year and into next year?
Well, coming into the rest of this year, we are going to rest because we've been working on this since March. And so we're going to enjoy the holidays and encourage our ladies to do that as well. In January, Lawton Business Women actually turns 92 years old. So that is quite a milestone. It's not 100 and it's not 90, but we're trucking right along. And we're proud of that. You know, few organizations in our community have been around that long, but we have. And so we're excited about that. And we'll probably do something fun, maybe just at our club meeting or something. And then in March is our second fundraiser of the year. And it's a little bit smaller. The Style Show is our biggest. And we do a spaghetti dinner. Rebecca Perryman, one of our members, she home makes all the food and it's delicious. And we sell tickets for that and people can come and eat there or get food to go, which is always an awesome option as well. Especially in March, it's kind of cold and you never know what the weather's doing. But it's fun. We have a lot of fun together, and Lawton Business Women is a great platform for encouraging women, educating women, uplifting, supporting, and we have a great time together.
We are just about out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to let our listeners know about Lawton Business Women or the fashion show specifically?
Come support us in March. Our spaghetti supper will be in March. We don't have any details yet because we just need to get through the style show. But promptly in January, we will begin working on that. And, you know, if you are out there and you want to come to support our fashion show, you are definitely welcome, and we would love to see you.
We've been talking with Christina Woodson, president of Lawton Business Women, about the group's upcoming annual dinner and style show fundraiser. Christina, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
The 59th annual Lawton Business Women Dinner and Fashion Show will be held tonight at the Hilton Garden Inn in Lawton. Vendor areas open at 5:30 and dinner will begin at 7 o'clock. Tickets remain in limited supply and can be purchased for $35 on the group's website or at the door if available. For more information about the event or Lawton Business Women, visit lawtonbusinesswomen.com or find the group and event pages on Facebook. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit our website at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.